I will start with the assertive voice. I am a natural born assertive. It's fight, flight, make friends. The assertive is the fighter. Flight is the analyst. That will be the second voice. That is closer to what many of you have heard of, referred to as the late night FM DJ. And it will have an impact on her brain. And then I'll move to the make friends voice, the accommodator's voice, the friendly smiling voice. The proposition, the hypothesis that we put in front of you guys is that the neuroscience rules are always rules. It has the same type of impact on every single person. The degree of impact varies, but the type of impact is always the same. So it asks you to listen for the three voices and see what kind of an impact it has. The first voice will make them combative, the second voice will slow their brain down, and the third voice will pick their brain right back up. I'm a bank robber, bad guy trapped in a bank. You're a hostage negotiator. You don't know how many bad guy bank robbers there are. You don't know how many hostages we have. All you know is that it's your job to talk me out. You and your law enforcement colleagues have the bank surrounded. You have four things you cannot agree to, yeah. Four things you cannot do. You can't give me any weapons. You can't give me any transportation. You can't give me any drugs or alcohol. And you can't do a hostage exchange of any kind. People are not allowed to come in at all. People only come out. You know, in the movies, Eddie Murphy says, if I come in, you let some people go. You know, you're not going to do that.
Right. Got it.
We will simulate being over the phone, and then we'll start. Questions?
So that makes sense.
Okay.
As far as I can take as much drugs and alcohol as I want.
You're going to have to pass the test later, probably. Okay.
No, I think that makes sense.
All right, well, if
you're ready to get crushed, but
you're ready
sense.
To rock.
Yeah.
Okay, say ring, ring.
Okay. Ring, ring.
I need a car in 60 seconds or she dies.
I'm sorry, I won't be able to do that for you.
You want me to kill her right now. I'll kill her right now. I got a lot of hostages. I can throw one out every minute. You got 55 seconds.
How many hostages do you have in the bank?
Enough to go all day. 55 seconds.
And what's your name again?
I have no intention of telling you that. Are you an idiot? You've got 50 seconds.
How are you going to do it? You're just going to throw her out the door?
I'm going to put the gun to her head. I'm going to walk her to the front door. I'm going to cock the trigger so everybody sees that she's about to lose her life. And then I'm going to blow her brains all over the street. Is that specific enough for you? You got 50 seconds.
You know we've got the whole bank surrounded, so if you get too close to the
door, that's news to me?
Are you in danger?
45
seconds.
Too
close to the door? We might be able to pull off a shot. I think you might want to be a little bit
safer about that. 40 seconds.
What'd you do this morning?
You have 40 seconds left in this hostage's life.
Yeah. So how'd you get into the bank this morning?
How do you think?
Just walked right in and just raised the gun and told everybody to go to the back or go to the front. Where'd you put everybody? Just like make sure that they're secure.
Something like that.
Who else is in the bank with you? Or did you come in alone?
35 seconds.
I'm glad your watch is working. Anybody else
is
in there?
Is yours?
How did you pick this person to be number one? Or just a random choice because they're all equal to you?
Random choice.
Yeah. What do you think about... What do you think about the bank right now? Is everyone?
I think I got 30 seconds before there's one less person in this bank. At least.
Why'd you pick this bank?
It was in a way. 30 seconds.
It's a very small bank.
27 seconds.
What else we got going on? What else? So what else is going on in
Well, in 25 seconds, what else is going on is either I'm leaving or a hostage is dead.
Yeah. Do you think you're leaving?
Sorry, one way or another, I'm leaving. You get 20 seconds.
Yeah. How might you go about leaving?
What part of I need a car do you not understand?
Well, how are you going to get to the car?
You've got 20 seconds. I'm going to walk out the front door. You're going to get out of the way. I'm going to leave.
Are you going to step over the dead body to get to the car?
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like there's going to be at least one, because you got 15 seconds left and this hostage's life. Then we might stack them up.
Seems like you're going to have a pile of bodies.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
And then the car's not going to be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you think you're going to make it over the pile of bodies without getting shot before you get into the car?
We'll stop there. Thank you for volunteering.
Eric, same question, man. What would you do different? Hindsight's 2020. What were you trying to accomplish that you didn't get to?
So I thought, leading out of it, there was the whole introduction part. It was the first thing that popped into my head after it was over.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, didn't do that. Didn't say. Like in the book was like, you know, hi, it's Brandon. You're talking to me now.
Yeah.
And so that whole exchange of setting it, which was the punch in the face, maybe, that I just completely forgot about doing that.
Yeah.
So I wish I had done that. I think part of it was those initial kind of big, it seems like mirroring some stuff and doing those questions of, it seems like you have a plan here. Tell me more about how you plan on this implementation process.
That's interesting, and that actually answers some of our questions that have come in the room today. And you said, it seems like you have a plan here. And then what was your follow-up to that?
What do you think this implementation process is going to be?
What does this look like, right? It seems like you got a plan here. How does this thing play out? That's really interesting. Okay, well, good. I like your assessment of yourself. So out the gate, I need a car in 60 seconds. You apologized. And you said, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to do that. I love that for several reasons. One, because right out the gate, you wanted to let this guy know, like, you can trust me. Anything that I say, you can take it to the bank and cash it in. I'm going to be honest with you. And then also that little part of I'm sorry, it's a great way to drop in a little dusting of empathy right before you drop a bomb on them. And so I kind of like that 1-2 combo. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to do that. At the very least, he might not be happy, but he knows he can probably trust what you have to say. And so you're setting that premise early on. And then your very next question is, how many hostages do you have? And I mean, so you tried to address the demand a little bit, and then you jumped right into information gathering, starting with what we talked about in the hallway. This is what you don't know. You weren't wasting any time getting into it. He didn't give you much. I got to admit, I was a little disappointed on his response to that, because I was like, that's a good question, man. Come on, give the guy a reward. But still, good question. And then you followed that with, what's your name again? Do you remember that moment? Like, what were you thinking? What were you trying to do? You know, I'm sorry we can't do that. How many hostages do you have? What's your name again? Where were you going with that? Do you remember?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I think part of it was I was trying to get him to give me some piece of information about himself.
Okay.
Which I think was leading into, you know, what'd you do this morning? How'd you get in this morning? That kind of stuff.
All right. Yeah.
But,
well,
but that was the intent, but I think.
Good. Yeah, exactly. The intent was really good, right?
The outright asking of it just gave him the opportunity to say, no, I'm not telling you my freaking name.
Yeah. Well, you already know how you would change it. And that's exactly what I would suggest. If that's where you were trying to go with that, trying to drop in this, like, I think you might have told me your name, but I don't remember if you told me your name. So what's your name again? Right. You know, like, I definitely would have changed that. And you would have said either one of those two things. I think that's a good alternative. Let's see. Where'd you go from here? How are you going to do it? Are you just going to take a couple of people out? I didn't get all the words down. But again, implementation focus there. How's this going to look? How are you going to do it when you come out? How many people are going to be coming out with you? And then you dropped in. I really like this question, except for the fact that it's probably a yes question. But you asked them, are you in danger? I thought that was really good. I mean, I really did, because it's like you're trying to create an element of trust, And if, like, there are things that you're afraid of that are really going to cause harm to you, I'm someone you can talk to about those things. And so I probably would have changed this so that the answer would have been some sort of a no. But again, the intent was really on point. How'd you get into the bank this morning? Really good question. Who else is in the bank with you? Did you come alone? Right? So there's personalization, there's information gathering, right? Little wordsmith in there. But I like, again, the intent, and also this whole, like, who are the people, who's inside? Something these guys found out in crisis negotiation. If they could get the hostage taker to use the name of the hostage or hostages, the chances of them hurting that person dropped by like 800%. And that was kind of where you were going. Like, all right, well, I can't be personalized here. He thinks I'm an asshole. Maybe I can personalize the hostages. And so I like that. I like that kind of last-ditch effort. Got to the end. You know, why'd you pick this bank? What else is going on? How are we going to get to the car? I mean, you really just, you tried to pepper them with as many calibrated questions as you could think of. And I think there's probably a little wordsmithing you do here and there. But again, intention was good, and you're almost never going to go wrong using a skill. And so your total time, you went for 2 minutes and 52 seconds. So nice job there.
And what we're learning in our business from Black Swan is in the advertising and marketing business, you know, you're not in a life and death situation. However, a lot of times it can feel that way, especially when you're, you know, deep in a very invested contract negotiation and you want to get it done and you want to get the deal done, but yet you're fighting your urge to compromise and settle into ways that you know you're going to regret. And frankly, we'll be detrimental to the health and trust of the relationship. So I think Black Swan's really helping us, give us some tools and some kind of strategic mindset on how to keep that trust and keep that relationship healthy, but still, you know, not settle down into something that might be a less than optimal solution. Just last week, actually, I finished the book before I came here, make sure I knew what I was talking about. I sent an email that was kind of the template email being like, so I just want to be sure, it seems like you think we're done with this and you're not interested in this anymore. And within an hour, I got an email back. No, we definitely want to do this. You know, we definitely want to make this happen. Sorry for the delay. It's been a little crazy here. And so now we're in the final stages of locking that thing in. Whereas if I hadn't have sent that email, I probably would have just been in the same situation as before.